The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Monday's action on this edition of the podcast. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined by Mick Norton, who will be in the William Hill Racing Radio studio on Monday. How are you today, Mick?
Yeah, good, thanks, Sam.
Good stuff. Decent day on Saturday that we'll have to recap on before we move to Monday's racing. Sylvain Jarco, Conti, back amongst the wins.
Yes, and there seemed to be plenty of confidence from the stable behind him all week. The money kept piling into him despite a somewhat lacklustre reappearance in the Charlie Hall. So obviously that had brought him on a bundle. Travelled supremely well. He's got a fantastic track rate when Norville rides him. And he was back to his very best. Whether that was good enough to win a Gold Cup, I don't know, but he's certainly going to go off a worthy market leader or up there anyway for the King George. And plenty to look forward to. A good performance. Runner-up ran well again, Menorah. That was good to see him holding his form. Dan Ass placed in the race again. The disappointment was Kukada. I did think on the ground that he maybe was made plenty of use of, but he hasn't quite peaked, has he, Kukada? No. Unlike his stable companions who are in great form. But I think probably the right horse is finished in the right order. Another good performance, of course, was the new one whose hurdling technique gets better and better.
Yeah.
And he's looking the real deal, and he'll be horse to keep on the right side of all through the season. Looking outside the box, I think there were some astonishing performances at Ascot. Big Hans Harry, how he managed to win that novices handicap chase. I have no idea where he jumped left throughout. And I don't think they'll be running him right-handed again, although he's won right-handed before. But he looked definitely as though he'd be much happier going left-handed. That was a fantastic performance by Big Hans Harry. It was well worth a try in better company. I think that's where he'll be going next. And the Amlin chase, won by Alpha Off, typical Ruby Walsh, teaming up with his old ally. But the horse for me to take out of that, and I hope they do it, is Rajdhani Express. I would love to see him dropping back to 2 miles. The way he jumps and attacks his fences. And with the 2 miles division being weakened by the absence of Sider Grugy and Sprinter Sakura so far, you know, I think it's wide open. And I just hope that they take the hint. This horse doesn't really want to go this far. The way he jumps and attacks his fences, I think he'd be very hard to peg back over 2 miles. And the Fahin, he kept his unbeaten record going in pretty straightforward fashion. And two other performances of note there were Dark Spirit in the mare's handicap hurdle. She looks a mare to keep on the right side of. And Croco Bay, wasn't he? A revelation in the 2 mile handicap chase. I know he had a featherweight, but it wasn't a bad time for the ground. One of the better times of the day and a really taking performance. And another horse going forward at a rate of knots. I know the handicapper's going to have his say, but he looks like a horse who's going places. Cracking days racing. Personally, I think Ascot's will have more to take out of it, if you know what I mean. It was like the proven performers on show at Haydock, whereas there were plenty of horses coming through the ranks at Ascot. Good day's racing.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. It was an eye-opening day at Ascot. Just got those King George prices for you. If you're interested, Sylvain Jarco Conti, as we mentioned, 7-2 favourite. Simon Sig 5-1, Champagne Fever 6s, Alpha Off 8-1, Menorah, who of course finished second in the Betfair Chase yesterday, he's also 8-1. Q-Cards there at 12s, Dynast at 12s as well. Should be a good looking race, that one.
Yeah, it will. If Kempton comes up soft, you know, I know it's a sort of flat 3 miles, but you do need to stay around there. And Yeah, I think the race will be perfect for Sylvania Arco County around there. And now that they've got him back to his best, they'll be looking to back up for a repeat victory in the King George when soft ground would be perfect for him.
Yeah, should be a very good race come Boxing Day. We'll move on then to take a quick look at Monday's racing. Picked out three from Wolverhampton for you, racing at Kempton and Ludlow as well. The first of which that we're going to come to is the 3:35. This one is a handicap, ran over extending 2 mile trip, class 4, with 8 runners down to go to post. Who catches the eye here, Nick?
Yeah, well, I think Ruther Glenn's going to be very popular, isn't he? Last time we saw him over hurdles, he finished a solid 5th in the Triumph Hurdle, and he's only a pound higher than his last flat win. The worry with Ruther Glenn, he's had sort of fairly well documented problems, and he doesn't have any great record fresh, which is a worry with his big weight. The longest absence he's won off is 69 days. Well, he's got to come here after 255. Yeah. So just a slight concern there, because he is going to take a chunk out of the market. The interesting runner in the race for me call me PJ. Ollie McKernan trains. Sam James has been booked to ride. Only had a handful of runs on the level, but a decent bumper horse, won and was placed twice in bumpers. Made his handicap debut in Dundalk 12 days ago, over an inadequate trip. Back up to his bumper trip now of 2 miles, off a mark of 70. I think he's going to reward each way support at a decent price, because the other one in the race that will take a chunk out the market is Alba Verde. She's on the four timer. She's improving with racing combined with her stepping up in trip, and still off a very fair mark of 71. This is her first run in the 70s, but I mean, she's only just nudging up the handicap. She's not flying up it. She's up a grade, but she has track experience and won't go down without a fight. But with Ruther Glenn and Alba Verde likely to take a large share of the market, I'm going to side with Call Me PJ, looking for a bit of value.
Okay, fair enough. And Call Me PJ in that one for Mick in the 3:35 at Wolverhampton. Not bad fare for Wolverhampton Monday night, that one. Next up is the 4:35. This next one we'll be taking a look at. This one is a Division 1 handicap, class 5, just over 7 furlongs to trip, and 12 line-up in this one. Who's the pick here?
Yeah, there's a couple that caught my eye here. You've got... I'll go through them in race card order. Pour La Victoire, Tony Carroll trains. David Probert riding Pour La Victoire for the first time. He's won 3 times already in 2014. The last one came at Lingfield in October. Run better than the finishing place would suggest last time. Finished 7th at Kempton. But... did too much from the front too soon, and I think we can forget that run. And the stable couldn't be in better form. Tony Carroll in absolutely red-hot form. Rich again, trained by James Bethel. Joe Fanning taking the ride. He's got course and distance winning form. That was here in October. 3rd of 11 at Kempton 3 weeks ago. The race wasn't run to suit. Came from off the pace, and it was a race where it paid to be on the case. And he's 1 from 1 on Tapeter, and only a pound higher than that close 3rd at Kempton, when, as I said, the race wasn't run to suit. So he's going to be more at home around Wolverhampton, I'm sure. Classic Pursuit, trained by Ron Harris. His last win came at Kempton in July. Was 4th at this track over 6, which is probably an inadequate trip for him a couple of weeks ago. Probably kicked on a bit early as well. And that was on his Tapeter debut, so it shows he quite likes that. And George Baker, interesting booking. George is 1 from 1 on him, so he's another one to put on the shortlist. And Sewn Up, he's chasing the hat-trick for the Scottish trainer Keith Dalglish. Phil Makin taking the ride. He's won 3 times this season, and the last of them 3 weeks ago. Still reasonably well handicapped, but this is a bit deeper than his usual company that he keeps. But he's still respected from his informed stable. It's a tough one to nail down, this. I'm torn between Pour La Victoire, because the Carroll Stable are in such good form, and Rich again, who arguably was better than the finishing positions last time. They should go 4 or 5 to 1 the field, hopefully, in this. Maybe they won't, but either way, I'm going to Dutch those two because I can't separate them. Paul Avictoire and Rich again.
Okay, there we are. Then a couple of selections in that 4:35 for Mick. The final race then that we'll come to comes at 5 past 5 from Wolverhampton. This one, Division 2 handicap, extending 7 furlong trip, class 5, the grade at 12 runners. Again, goes post in this one, and there's a few coming here off the back of a win.
Yeah, this probably not quite as competitive Division 1. Shamahart's interesting. Again, I'll go through them in race card order. Shamahart from the Jeff Harker stable. David Allen taking the ride. Won at Musselburgh in July. A bit disappointing, if you like, 3 weeks ago here. But that was over, I think it was over the 6, and he wants this extended 7, this son of Shamadal. Cheap pieces are back on, suggesting that they mean in business. He's certainly got a good chance on the pick of his form, only a pound higher than the last win. Back up to this trip will suit, and he could be a lovely outsider, Shamahart. Just watch the market for him. Queen Aggie, trained by Tony Carroll. Well, we touched on Tony Carroll before. Everything he runs is winning. Had a double in Dundalk the other night. And like most of her stable companions, back to form with a plum last time, and that £7 rise is unlikely to be a problem if she's in the same mood, because she's been placed off much higher marks than this in the past, and with the stable in such red hot form, you can't get away from her for me, and she's going to get the vote. The other one to consider is B Royale, who is a course and distance winner here. Won at Southwell 6 days ago. Got the penalty for that, but the trainer is in good form, Michael Appleby. Alistair Rawlinson, who knows her well, is in the saddle, so she's going to be there or thereabouts, but I'm going to leave this to Queen Aggie from the red hot stable of Tony Carroll.
And Queen Aggie then for Mick, number 3 in this race. You should remind us then, please, of your 3 sections in Wolverhampton.
I'm looking outside the box a little bit in the 3:35, the stairs handicap. Call Me PJ, a bumper winner, back to his bumper winning distance there off a very attractive looking mark in that 3:35. I can't separate Paul Avictoire and Rich again in the 4:35, so I'm going to Dutch that pair and hope for the best each way. And Queen Aggie looks very solid to me in the 5:05 at Wolverhampton.
Okay, there we are then, thoughts of Mick Norton on William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast, and you can join us tomorrow with Mick in the studio alongside Dave Kellner and John Budden from 12:25, where the racing comes from Kempton, Ludlow and Wolverhampton as well. Thank you for joining me today, and that was William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.